And finally today, the subject of our global hit, and in fact our geo quiz earlier, is not a musician, it's an instrument, a relatively new instrument called the hong, H-A-N-G, and it was invented in the city of Bern, Switzerland, B-E-R-N-E. Bern is the answer to our geo quiz today. The world's Aaron Schachter actually came across the hong in the Syrian capital of all places, and that's where he picks up the story.
If your first thought was, what the heck's a hong? Don't fret, you're not alone. Only a few hundred of the instruments exist, and if you want one, you have to visit the Swiss couple who invented the thing so they can size you up to determine how serious you are about playing it. First of all, hong is a Swiss dialect meaning hand, and what the hong is a scientifically re-engineered cousin of the steel drum made of five different metals. It looks kind of like a lap-sized flying saucer, or two woks put together. The top wok is called the ding side. Each ding, or small indentation, is tuned to a certain note. The bottom is called the goo side. Don't ask me why. What the hong can do will amaze you. Francesco Agnello is a theater director in Paris and one of a handful of hong aficionados around the world. Agnello saw the thing at a street festival in Avignon, France, 2 years ago and was hooked.
La même réaction que moi.
People who listen to this instrument have the same reaction I had initially.
Incredible.
They think it's an ancient instrument, but it's a new one, and it opens the imagination of all those who see and hear it.
A beautiful song.
Agnello puts the hong through its paces.
African. Indian. Mélodique.
Agnello turns the hong over.
Percussion.
I ask Agnello to play a tune I'd recognize, but he says most serious players like him won't perform old music. The instrument is brand new, he says, and should be playing new music or used in new ways. I saw Agnello accompanying a one-woman play in Damascus. And just like he said, thought, wow, what is that thing? Perhaps one of the reasons few people have seen a hong is because its creators are very picky about who they'll let play one. They stopped selling it to retailers in 2006.
Ils ont pas l'état d'esprit commercial. Eux, ils en font 100-110 par an.
The inventors are not business-minded. They make only about 100 instruments a year, and there's a 3-year waiting list to get one. They only sell it to carefully selected people, especially after they saw a YouTube video of someone hitting the instrument cluelessly like this.
C'est un instrument, c'est un enfant, il faut bien le traiter.
The instrument is like a child. You can't hit it. You have to treat it well.
Agnello has a CD of his music, which he calls simply Hong One. He's a regular on the music circuit in Europe, and as much as the instrument's creators may disdain YouTube, you can find some good U.S. players there as well, in addition to the guy who bangs on the thing like a 3-year-old. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Damascus.
World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.